You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation, the world's dance music destination.
Tell me, what is the perfect itinerary for a weekend day and night out in New York City?
That's tough. There's so much to do in New York City. But like for the rave kids, you know, you want to rave all the time. You just want to rave, right? And there's so much going on. But for those daytimes, it's for the city explorations. And you got to hit the record shops. You got to hit Halcyon. You got to hit A1. And you got to hit Secondhand Records. Or then you can also kick it in the parks. I'm a Brooklyn guy, so you'd go to McCarran Park. Or you go to Radagast Beer Hall. But also mainly go to the Lot Radio, because they bring in top-notch talent. And it's got a really nice little courtyard. And you can get some drinks. And you can hang out all day. It's a really nice setting. Well, that's what I would do. Yeah, summertime.
Summer vibes. Outside. Are these all in Brooklyn?
You're a Brooklyn guy. A1 is in Manhattan, but I'm a Brooklyn guy. Okay. So if you're in L.A., what would you do?
Well, okay, the difference about L.A. is that it's huge. So I always say it kind of depends on what area you're in. In the daytime, you should do some nice, wholesome things, you know, like go see the outdoors here in L.A. because the weather's really nice. You can go hike at Runyon Canyon. That's what
is that where I see all these people posting like social media pictures from the big canyon?
If you've ever seen a girl Instagramming a hike in LA, it's definitely a Runyon Canyon.
All right.
And you see like celebs and people bring their dogs and stuff. It's so funny. People like full face of makeup like go hiking. It's great. Or you can check out the view of the Hollywood sign over at the Griffith Park.
Oh, very pretty. Very touristy.
Very touristy. See, that's like the wholesome side. But then if you want to go out and party, which obviously you do, you probably want to start your night. You can start at like the Standard, which is in downtown, and there's like a ton of great restaurants. And I know the Standard, especially during summer, they have a lot of sort of daytimey parties that can take you from the afternoon into the evening. You should get sushi, because LA sushi's great.
Oh yeah.
Sugarfish. Shout out Sugarfish. I'm not paid to say this.
That's your spot.
You know, have like a late night dinner, and then you can see who's playing a warehouse spot. You know, downtown is pretty much the place to be checking out all the really good talents. A lot of them are unannounced, but Lot 613 is one of those venues that always has good people, so.
Awesome.
That's a weekend in LA.
Yeah, well, our Ibiza editor broke down a pretty great weekend spent in Ibiza, hour by hour, what he was doing, with details that tell you where to catch the sunset, which you got to catch a good sunset in Ibiza because those are epic. And you got to get tapas. And of course, which clubs to check out, which there are too many to do. So you really have to narrow it down.
Yeah, and it was really funny too. In the little piece on mixmag.net, he talks about pretty much there's no time on his schedule for sleep.
You don't sleep in Ibiza, do you?
It goes straight from the club to the after party, and he has this little blurb about how do you get into the after party? You just kind of have to be like the last man standing and like turn around and ask.
Welcome to On Rotation, the weekly podcast presented by Mixmag, where we keep the latest news, tunes, weekend report. We're playing a game. We're playing a new game this week.
A new game.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. DJ Real Names. Real names of DJs. We're also
Come up with a better name than that. Just DJ Real Names.
Yeah, right. Real names in parentheses. And we're also going to be talking about a bunch of hot topics circling the industry right now. New York's Webster Hall, which is it's an institution in Manhattan right now. It's closing down this summer. And some exciting things going on over there. We're also going to be talking about Bravala, who made headlines last week with some controversial issues circling that music festival in Sweden. And what else going on? We got Jonas Rathsman.
We do have Jonas Rathsman joining us for our special interview this week. Here's a little clip.
I think nowadays I'm trying to create more of a feeling in my music more than I used to.
So stay tuned for all that coming up, and also chat with us. We are at Mixmag on Twitter, on Instagram, all the socials. Use the hashtag On Rotation. We want to hear from you. But Harrison, are you ready? Should we dive into the game?
Oh my God, I'm ready for this.
Game time!
This is hard because, all right, so you're going to give the real name, right? And then maybe a little bit of hints, because I'm going to need a little bit of hints here and there. What labels and stuff they're working with and...
We got to break it down. We got to break it down for the listeners. So, obviously, we're talking about DJs again. Uh-huh. But instead of guessing what actual DJ it is, like we did in the first few times of our game time, I guess we're just giving the real name of the DJ.
Yeah.
And it's going to be kind of obscure because we're not going to go for the ones that are obvious. You know, there's some DJs you just always know what their real names are. Mm-hmm. But this time we're gonna be a little sneaky about it. We'll see if we can get it.
Our listeners are definitely going to get them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to
be laughing at us because we're going to be like, what?
Yeah. So you want to go first with the first one?
Yes. Okay, I'll go first. This DJ is a really big DJ. Mm-hmm. So if you know it, you'll know it. I didn't know it actually when I Googled it. So his name is Stefan Berkhan.
Jesus. See, already off the bat, I'm just like, who?
I for sure know that you know this DJ. Like, he's one of the top techno guys, but I never even knew his real name either. Stefan Berkhan.
Does he go by one name?
He does. Yeah, his DJ name is one word, and he's one person.
Are you allowed to give me any other hints?
Well, you probably know, actually. He's from Germany.
Okay, he's a German
guy.
In
case the last name didn't give it away, mm-hmm. Berkhan.
Nice pronunciation. You got a good pronunciation there.
He looks over one of the best labels.
Oscar Tan?
No. He looks over the label with another revered DJ.
Is it Dixon?
It is Dixon!
Whoa! Yay!
You got it.
I got it.
It's funny, right? His name is Stefan.
Oh, my God. All right, so my
turn. I'm glad you didn't know that one.
Here's a hard one.
Okay.
Orlando Higginbottom.
Higginbottom. That's a great last name. okay.
You can call him by his long name, which is four words, or you can shorten it down to the acronym of the four words.
Ooh, four words. Okay. I'm trying to think of the four words. Okay, where's he from?
He's from the UK.
Oh, man.
His live sets, he sings, but he also has really awesome DJ sets. He wears really interesting costume when he performs, like, his live set.
Oh, wait, is it Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yay! Yes. I did know it.
Yeah, I realized, that's great. We're doing good here.
I thought he was from the US, but then I realized he's for sure from the UK.
Yeah, Orlando Higginbottom.
His name is so long.
Next one. Well, who you got?
Okay, the name is Lorenz Brunner.
Oh.
Do you know this one? This is also one you might know.
I might. Does he go by one name?
He does go by also one word, one name. He's also German.
Okay, labels?
He's released on Intervisions, so he's released on our previous Sirs label.
So I'd say maybe Henrik Schwartz?
No, one word. Remember, his DJ name is one word. He's also released on Dystopian. He has his own label as well.
I'm not going to get this one. I'm stumped.
You're stumped?
I'm stumped.
Okay, it was Recondite.
Oh, I was going to say Recondite. Oh, my God.
No, you're so close. I could have said he's bald.
I should have just guessed. Now, I have one right here. It's up and comer.
Okay.
Really high on our radar right now on Mix Mag's radar. His name is Jordan Alexander.
Oh, okay. So I for sure read this name before on our website.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Tell me more about Jordan Alexander.
Okay, so I can tell you the name. He goes by a two-name thing.
Two names, okay. Two words.
Two words. He's really young, coming up. Kind of got big from the whole lo-fi thing.
Oh my God, it's Mall Grab.
Yeah. Yep.
I was instant once you said two word.
Yeah.
And big on Mix Mag.
Some
things
will just give it away.
I've got an up-and-comer for you, too. I gave you two big ones, and then I chose one up-and-comer that you probably don't know. That you know the artist, but you probably don't know his name. His name is Joe Bradley.
Joe Bradley, very basic.
Very basic name. Sorry, Joe Bradley.
Sorry, Joe. I'm sorry.
He's from the UK. Mm-hmm. We have also been talking about him. Not quite as much as Mall Grab, because Mall Grab has been like the Mix Mag star. But this guy's definitely supported on Mix Mag as well. He had a track that was like the track of the summer, the last year.
Midland?
Nope. But it is, his DJ name is also one word.
Yeah, this is hard.
He released on Viva.
No.
Stumped again? Who are you, Joe Bradley? It's Latman.
Latman?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're gonna give me Latman.
Yeah.
You're gonna do that to me?
I thought his name was hilarious because I would never have guessed that his name was Joe
Bradley. He's got a good name. And he's on the upswing too. He's like pretty hot right now.
He's pretty hot right now.
All right, so I have one for you that we've already pretty much talked about the labels already. His name is Christian Bayer.
Christian Bayer. That sounds really familiar. I feel like I know it.
Yes, it is. He's half of a duo. He's one half of a duo.
One half of a duo. Okay.
And the duo goes by a one-word name.
Tell me more. Where are they from?
Christian Bayer is from Germany. We've been talking about a lot of Germans right now.
Yeah, a lot of Germans. They have fun names, apparently.
I like them.
Christian Bayer from Germany in a duo that is one word.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music are they?
It's very deep. like dreamy, hypnotic, techno and house. Released on Intervisions as well.
Oh, I think you stumped me. I admit defeat. I admit stumpation.
Yeah, you're stumped. Christian Bayer of you're done. So yeah, they also run Intervisions with Dixon and Christian Bayer.
Wow.
Boom, boom, bam.
Wow, we're on the same German tip, though. But I think I won.
Yeah, you did. 2-1.
Because I stumped you more than you stumped me. Ha-ha!
You did. I should have got the recondite one. That was a big mistake by myself. Should have just guessed.
This game is hard.
This game is really hard. People don't know their real names.
I was trying to find some female ones, but it's hard because I feel like there's like a smaller pool of females that we know all of them so well.
Well, you win this round. We'll see what happens next round. I gotta make an epic comeback.
You are now locked in with Mixmag Zone, Valerie and Harrison.
Harrison, there's some sad news happening in New York, I heard.
Yes, yes, yes. It's an end of an era for Webster Hall. Webster Hall is interesting. I have a personal connection to Webster Hall because that was the first club or music venue that I went to for dance music, because when I was like 18, there was no other clubs that would really let in people under 21. So you go to Webster Hall, they give you those evil X's on your hands and you're allowed to go in and party. And I would see like, you know, a lot of like the old school dubstep guys like Caspa and Rusko and stuff like that. But now they got bought out by AEG, and AEG is going to tear apart the venue, rip it down, do some... It's interesting because there was like a really iconic balcony that is very recognizable, and now I hope that balcony stays together, but it seems like they're going to do a lot of renovations in there and it's closed for the summer.
Yeah, well, and it's also extra sad, the extra sad layer, because it's such a historic venue like you were talking about. There's an iconic balcony, and it was also recognized as America's first LGBT club, which I thought was a little nice reminder of the history of Webster Hall for the city of New York. So it will reopen.
Yes, it's
coming
back.
They are planning on reopening it.
It's coming back in the fall.
So it's just closed for the summer for renovations. So, but no one kind of knows what AEG is planning on doing with the venues. Fingers crossed that they kind of keep the spirit.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because now they're passing off the bookings to Bowery Presents, and Bowery Presents is a little bit more mainstream. So Bowery Presents pretty much runs like Manhattan nightlife in terms of like live music. Like there's so much, they do so much different things. It's going to be interesting the kind of talent they bring in. I'm looking forward to it. I don't really go to Webster Hall anymore because not really my scene over there. I'm into the more of the clubs here in Brooklyn, but
you can still go. You should have one last dance.
Yeah, it might be enticing me.
It's open until August 5th. So, and then in other news around the world, we are in Sweden.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of controversy around a Swedish music festival called Bravalla, which is actually the country's largest music festival. So that's important to know. It's actually quite a big deal in Sweden. Since 2016, they've had a lot of sexual assault cases reported after, you know, every edition of the festival. More than usual. I think in 2016, there were 12 sexual assaults and 5 rapes. Awful. And then in 2017, they had 23 sexual assaults reported and 4 rapes. And they actually...
That's absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy. And it's really, really awful. Of course, you know, things like this happen at music festivals, but it's wild that so many were happening at this festival. So
you usually hear about, you know, all the drug charges and other illegal things like that. You usually don't hear about like having the sexual assaults and rapes be like the most reported issue, you know?
Totally.
And, like, so that's definitely a big issue for this specific festival, and they got to make a change.
They got to make a change, and they did. They canceled their 2018 edition, stating that the trouble was a little too much to handle, and they're like, some men can't behave, so they've just kind of ruined it for everyone. But in reaction to the festival canceling its 2018 edition, people on Twitter were kind of not joking per se, but suggesting lightheartedly that they should come back and do a women's only edition, to which the organizers actually decided to try and do. So right now, they are in the process of making a all-women event happen. They have a 50,000-person capacity. There's no word as to whether or not this is really going to happen. I think they're still very much in the process. But of course, that also was a very little controversial headline as well, to have a women's-only festival.
It could be the biggest women-only event in the world ever. So it's very exciting because we need more safe spaces, right? We need more safe spaces. And it all started from this comedian, actually, right? The comedian tweeted out, like, you know, maybe we should just do a women's only festival. Like, it was just a little quip, you know? The festival organizers are getting behind it, and they're starting to put together a team to organize this festival, and we'll see what happens.
I have to say, I appreciate that the organizers are so dedicated to undoing the wrongs, even though, of course, it wasn't them doing the wrongs. I appreciate that they're working hard to kind of come up with a solution. But it is a little disappointing to think that we're getting to the point where apparently we have to have separated gender festivals instead of actually just being able to say, hey, like, don't sexually assault people, don't rape people, because that's awful.
There is an underlining issue here that I was seeing online, people saying it's like an immigrant issue in Sweden, and it gets really political in that in that sense, and I'm not really sure how much that has to do with this. Also, in years past, the police had not reported the right amount of sexual assaults, and it was actually more than reported. So it's actually a really strong issue in Sweden right now. It's the festival's taking a stand.
It'll be interesting to keep an eye on Bravalla and see how they develop and what they do for 2018.
Yes, indeed.
With that being said, we're going to jump over to Jonas Rassman, the man of the hour. He's going to tell us a little bit about what he has going on.
What has he got going on?
You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation. Hot takes on the latest dance music news, tunes, parties, and more.
A bit of a disclaimer, I think we should start, is that we have known each other before today. Obviously, we've hung out at some really cool festivals around the world, which I love. I always talk about how you're the best party DJ friend that I know.
Oh, nice.
We met first in Mexico at BPM, and then again in Bogota in Colombia, right?
Yep.
That was a lot of good times. But right now, you're in Los Angeles, so tell me about where this run has taken you, what shows you've played this time, and
This is 12 days North American tour I'm doing, and I've done Montreal, Philadelphia, and LA, and also Costa Mesa. That's how you
just
say it.
A little bit south of Los Angeles,
So now I have a few days to rest up in LA, and then I'm moving on to Detroit, San Fran, and San Diego, and then I'm going home.
But you're based in Sweden.
Yep.
In what city?
Gothenburg.
And so you travel a lot.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. It's part of the job.
Yeah, it is.
Do you do like spurt tours, or do you?
I'm married and I have two kids back home. So I need to be, you know, it needs to be planned out a long way ahead. And I tend to not go longer than 10 to 12 days, because after that I just go crazy.
Yeah, miss the kids. Yeah. You want to go home.
Also, I mean, the family miss me, and there's stuff to do at home to take care of.
Gotta go be a dad. Yeah. Forget about the DJing and
haircuts,
the partying
for the kids, and I need to go to school and stuff.
That's exciting. How old are the kids?
10 and 7.
Oh, so you should definitely go home and give the haircuts, take them to school and stuff.
Exactly.
Gothenburg, is that where you were born and raised? Or
I moved there when I was 13. So before that, I lived in a small city up north.
Okay. Is it far from it? In the forest.
In the woods. Yeah.
Wow. So tell me what that was like growing up in the woods.
It was nice. I'm really happy we left when I was 13. It's beautiful, but there's nothing going on.
Taking it all the way to the beginning, how did you kind of figure out that you liked music and you wanted to experiment?
I always liked music, and it hasn't been like my number one priority, I think, but it's just been, you know, on the side for fun. And then I started promoting parties in Gothenburg, and that's when my interest really took on, and I started producing music on the side from my regular job as a graphics designer. Yeah, that kind of blew up, and I had to decide if I want to continue working with design or music, and I chose music.
Did anyone sort of help teach you how to produce and DJ, or did you just all learn it on your own?
No, it's friends.
Yeah.
A lot of friends did it, and, you know, promoting parties with your friends, learning to DJ from DJ friends, resident DJs that we had in the club, and also producing, it's also friends, you know, a lot of friends were producing at the time. And
so there must have been a pretty solid scene then in Sweden, and even in Gothenburg where you eventually moved, because it sounds like you were able to meet a lot of people that helped
there
you.
There was a scene. I mean, we did promote more urban kind of stuff, like disco, hip-hop, and funk parties.
Right.
So I wasn't too much into the dance scene at the moment, but some of my DJ friends were promoting parties elsewhere in Gothenburg, and I started going to their parties a lot, and that kind of opened up my eyes for the dance music. And it was a lot of good parties, but now I think it's really, really bad.
It's not good
anymore.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people just moved to Berlin. Mm. A lot of music heads moved to Berlin, or
like the hot spots.
Yeah.
Now.
And I think we lost a lot of good people in Gothenburg.
Oh no. Are there still good venues out there, do you think?
No.
No. No. Okay. So it's hard.
That's people also one thing.
People have flocked away, so it's hard. Man, you gotta bring them back.
We have license to four, so it should be.
Yeah.
It's more built on bars and, you know.
Right. Different, and also different culture.
Different kind of clubs. The clubs you probably don't want to go to.
Mm, like
commercial stuff.
Gross. Yeah. Gross Hollywood type clubs like we have here.
But I mean, it's not completely dead. There's raves in the forest and stuff.
That sounds
some
pretty
illegal,
incredible.
Illegal raves and there is some stuff happening. And also, I have to say, I'm a bit disconnected from this scene in Gothenburg because when I come home, that's not the first
You're
thing I want to do.
Family duty, I imagine. Would you feel like recently the American scene has opened up to you more? Or do you feel like it's been level throughout the years?
I've always toured quite a lot in Americas, at least since the French Express days.
Mm-hmm.
But the places I'm playing has changed a lot through those years.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know just because, the American scene has sort of opened its arms somewhat recently again to underground music becoming really popular. So I'm curious to know what your experience is like seeing over the years since you've apparently toured a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's happened. And I'm not sure exactly why it's happening. I mean, it's just the interest of underground music is just growing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people who's going to these big commercial festivals, they've lost interest. It's like it's the same over and over again. I think they're just trying to find something new.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific ones that you've experienced that were surprising to you or really fun and memorable to you?
Like clubs or places I've played?
Just
or
festivals, clubs, venues, cities?
Yeah, I think Lightning in a Bottle made a huge impression to me first when I play there.
Yeah, I've heard it's a very special festival.
It's special.
Yeah.
I mean, Coachella was amazing too. It's a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
House of Yes in New York.
Talking about less of the performing side and more of the music side, I know you've released in many, many places, across the year. You've released on Dynamic and Compact and all these places. How do you think your sound has developed, or if it has, changed at all throughout the years?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. I think nowadays I'm trying to create more of a feeling in my music more than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm building it differently. It's also I'm using a lot of different kind of gear when I'm producing, so I think that's also been coloring my sound a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm producing, I try to not use too much stuff in the box and try to work more with stuff outside, computers.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, hands-on. And also maybe I'm listening more to what I want to create and less on what's the most hype or modern.
Well, now I imagine you also must have more, I guess, freedom in a way to explore your own identity as an artist, because obviously you introduced Elements. When did you first come up with the concept of Elements?
Maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to do a mix series for a long time because I think it's healthy for you. It's like keep you updated with new music. And when you have so much to do all the time with family and traveling, it's easy to get lazy, I wanted something that keeping me busy.
Kind of like your own assignment.
You have to do it. When you start it, you have to just follow through and do it. So that's how it all started. I wanted to make a mix series coming out bi-monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually managed to keep that up in 10 episodes now. So
that's very impressive.
Yeah, I think it is.
Consistency is key.
Yeah, for me, it's impressive. I've always thought about making it into a label at some point. That was like an idea I had from the beginning.
Right.
it was a good time to make it official.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
My next question was going to be, it's obviously expanded to be much more than just a mix series that you put up. So tell me what's happening or what you have in plan for the label and also the events. I know that's an exciting part of it.
I think it felt like a natural progression from the mix series to take it into a label, because a lot of the music I'm putting in the mix series is from friends and stuff that I get from artists, unreleased stuff. And it feels like it's a good outlet to put it in on the label as well, release it. So it's a way to bring people together in a way.
Yeah.
Like we did back in the days with French Express, touring together, someone on your side when you're playing. I kind of miss that, you know?
So yeah.
I think this Elements is a way to do that, to bring your friends closer and do stuff together. It's more fun when you're doing it together with someone.
It's a good excuse to bring other people. You know, like, you're obviously well-respected in the scene now, so it's cool that you're now, you know, shining light on some other people. are there any artists in specific that you're really excited about that are joining you on Elements?
I've signed this EP from two guys. They're called Kincaid and Sinal. It's probably one of the best tracks I've heard in 5 years, and I'm super psyched to
sign
it.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of tracks.
I actually started crying twice to that song.
Wow.
Because I think it's so beautiful.
Letting all the emotions out. I have to hear this song. That's incredible.
I think it's absolutely stunning.
And so you also had your own EP.
The first one.
Yes, Within Borders. Can you tell me about, you know, the inspirations behind it? I know you talked a little bit about having more freedom now as an artist. So tell me.
Yeah, I think that's Elements should be all about, you know, should be able to do whatever you feel like. You know, it's just an outlet of, you can experiment. It can be versatile. It can be techno. It can be, you know, house music or whatever. But it's, as long as it makes sense, it's, you know, it has its place.
Yeah. There's also, of course, the events aspect of Elements. So can you tell me what you have coming up on that end?
Yeah, so we're starting, I've done a few already, but I think this is the big one we're doing in July. We're doing an event series in London every Saturday in different venues.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So there is one boat party, for example. And
that sounds fun.
And a couple of other places, warehouses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's always like a after party each Saturday at the Nest.
Got it.
So we have a daytime party with different artists, and then we move on to the Nest, and where it's going to be a bit darker and
keep the party going.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't give us any hints who's playing?
I mean, there is a lot of people from the label, and also think maybe I can mention a few maybe. So we have the techno queen Anna, up and rising superstar.
From Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting.
And Joe Goodard. And I'm not sure if I can mention more, actually, to be honest. So I'm just going to stop there.
If you're listening now, you can probably find it
but
by the time this comes out.
A lot of dope DJs.
But it's pretty good. Two teasers.
Yeah.
We got enough out of you. Okay, well, that's it. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad to have you here.
This is Mix Mag on rotation, direct to your eardrums.
Now on to the premiere section of the podcast. Remember that if you hear any of the tracks and you like them and want to hear the full thing, you can find them on Mixmag's SoundCloud or Spotify channel. Though UK artist Tim Green has been a staple of Sunvat's revered Cocoon label, his most recent production now sees him making an anticipated debut on City Fox. This time, he's teamed with songwriter and producer The Slow Revolt, unveiling three renditions of an original titled Still Not Born. The club version of Still Not Born is a slow-burning, nine-minute deep dive showcasing the best of both artists. Find it out on July 14th on City Fox.
We'll be right back.
So in my opinion, this next one is a clear-cut candidate for Song of the Year in 2017. It's Jared Jansen and Shan's collaboration titled Surrender, which is set for release on Midland's Regraded imprint. It's got a hard-hitting beat, soulful disco aesthetic, and an overall infectious essence that works magic on the dance floor. It's been played far and wide this year, and with last year's track of the year also found on Regraded, the label is looking to make a big splash yet again. Big tune here. Grab it when it's released, July 21st.
Names like Jamie Jones and Nathan Barrado come together, the outcome is almost guaranteed to be a memorable highlight. Toronto native Nathan Barrado, also a longtime staple of Hot Creations, makes a perfect collaborator for Jamie Jones on their two-track EP, Cherry's Revenge. We've got the first listen of the title track on their forthcoming EP, and it's as smooth as any house savant can ask for. Keep an eye out for Cherry's Revenge out on Hot Tracks on July 14th.
Veteran DJ and producer Mark Broom steps up on Posthuman's Balkan Vinyl imprint to supply a fresh acid cut titled Connection. The track is being released as part of the Mutant City Acid Volume 4 compilation, which fits nicely in the bunch with a droning and atmospheric motif primed for building energy with what I like to call piercing tension. Look for Mutant City Acid Volume 4 out this month, which also includes cuts from the likes of Drug Culture, Nehuen, and Andujin.
Listening to Mix Mag on rotation.
Now on to the Weekend Report. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook to find out what we're up to. Don't follow us in real life because that'd be creepy. At Mix Mag, at Mix Mag Magazine, and stay connected.
What's happening?
Yeah, there's so much, Val. There's too much all the time.
Always.
First up, we got Jay Albert, Haruka, and Baltra at Jupiter Disco on July 13th for Thursday. Nice. And then on Friday, we got Matador with a live set because his live sets are so amazing. We actually had him
so good.
on Mix Mag Live when he did that whole thing with Richie Haughton.
With Richie,
which was great. So you can find that on YouTube. He's performing alongside Mark Hoole, who's also doing a live set. And then we got Hito, that's Hito. Going down on Output on Friday. And then we got Saturday. There's so many options on Saturday.
Options,
Resolute,
options,
always Resolute. If Resolute's going down, you go to Resolute because they're bringing in this week is Get Perlonized. So it's Perlon's big celebration this year. They got Zip, Fumiya Tanaka, Mayani Dam. That's going to be an awesome all night,
great
all
names.
Day type of thing. But also elsewhere, Fiction is doing a sunset cruise with The Drifter.
Nice.
Do they do those out in LA? Do they just do sunset cruises?
They do.
Yeah.
Dude, I went on a nice boat show. My friend Goldroom had a nice boat show. It was great.
That sounds fun. Also, my boys at Rinsed, shout out Blackie and Dan Wender. They're throwing their
so
Love Hotel.
Boys.
Yeah, homies everywhere,
all the
right?
Boys.
They're throwing out the Rinsed Love Hotel with Jacques Green. They've been handing out secret keys. They've been handing out keys all week, which is like a hotel key. And we don't really know what it's to, but it's apparently to like a secret room in this venue, which would be, it's going to be very interesting. Scuba is that good room. So you got so many options. I mean,
Scuba.
Sunday, rooftop party. It's rooftop party season, right? Sunday,
yeah,
we got The Roof at Output with Schwartzman. We've been talking a lot about Intervisions. So we got and Henrik Schwartz doing their Schwartzman live set.
What are Om's real names again?
Christian Bayer and Frank Wiedemann. Or you could hit up Project Pablo at Good Roof on Dobbin Street because those parties have been off the chain recently.
Sounds like a busy weekend.
If you want to rave, if you want to party, if you want to dance, New York City is a great place to do it, no doubt.
Yeah, well, LA too. We've got stuff, okay?
Is it?
On Friday, the guys Amtrak and Durante are playing at the
Amtrak,
Stand Rooftop.
Boom.
I believe Amtrak's got a little LA residency going on, so this is part of that.
And he's a local guy. Really he lives cool. out there, right?
Yeah, he does live out here, and he's our fave. We love him.
That's your boy.
That's the boy.
He's a Smirnoff Sound Collective artist.
THABOI. The boy.
The boy. We premiered a lot of his music, so you can find that on SoundCloud as well. He's been on the upswing as of late, for sure.
And then also on Saturday, oh my God, I'm so excited for this show because Dusky, they're my faves. They're playing with Jimmy Edgar at Lot 613. That's going to be such a good show. I'm going to be there.
They're nice guys. The Dusky guys are great.
You're just homies with everyone, Harrison.
I like to talk to people, you know?
There's also Victor Calderon at Sound.
We had Victor Calderon in the lab as well, so you got to find that on YouTube to kind of prep you for that one.
Yeah, we did. Watch that on Mixmag TV to prep for that Saturday night at Sound. Or you can check out Midnight Lovers is bringing Japanese duo Forces of Nature, which is going to be a pretty cool show. Midnight Lovers are just pretty well-trusted LA party brand, so you know you're in for a good time if you head out there.
Where's that going down? Where they throw their parties?
It's a little secret downtown LA venue,
ooh,
Harrison.
Secret location.
Can't let you know. If you know, you know.
I love the allure. I love the mystery.
You'll find out. And then on Sunday, the LA legend Marcus Wyatt is bringing Lee Jones to Liquid Frequencies for a fun little jam. So it's going to be a nice, another hot, lovely weekend in LA.
Yeah, you know Marcus Wyatt is the LA house head. You wouldn't have a house scene in LA without Marcus Wyatt.
Yeah, so we have Da Boy and we have Da Guy. So.
The guy. Yeah, for sure.
That's me. Okay, I'm going to stop now.
All right, now let's go on to our... Yeah. Valerie, you're, you know.
I'm cut. I'm cutting myself off.
Yeah. Producer Karen, cut Valerie off. So let's bring it into our rotating city. This week we're going to do Berlin again. We like Berlin. Berlin's one of my favorite cities. Thursday, we have Actress and Surgeon. Actress just dropped some really cool music on Ninja Tune.
Nice. Where's that?
Oh, man.
I want to see you pronounce this.
Grisemul. Grisemul.
That sounds kind of Italian.
Grisemul. Gris.
Sorry, German. Grice. Our German friends, if we're totally butchering.
Grisemul.
Sorry.
And then Friday, Love on the Rocks, 016 record release party. It's going down during the day, in-store session at Oye with Francis Inferno Orchestra, Manpower, DJ Chaos, and a whole lot more. I love in-store sessions at record shops. Those are one of my favorite things to do because you can go for a little dig and then you can hang out with some really cool people and vibe out.
A little dig and a little dance.
You start your day off there and then you go late night, you're going to go to Club Nacht with Delano Smith and Sean Reeves at IPSA. Then on Saturday, London promoter Art of Dark. So if you're a Londoner, you probably have heard of Art of Dark. They throw parties out there, but they're coming to Berlin with owner Ozer and Dan Curtin. That's going down at Libertine Club. You're going to have a lot of fun over there if you want to hit that up.
Where else?
You can spend the whole weekend at Tresor, honestly, because they're doing a three-day thing. But on Saturday, they have a really great lineup.
Oh,
it's
man.
20 years of Gigolo Records, and they got Boys Noize, DJ Hell, Terra Nova, The Hacker.
Sounds aggressive in all the best ways.
It is definitely aggressive in the best ways. Sunday, what a great party this is. Deck Mantle Sound System and Friends at Else. They got Hooney, Palms Tracks, Call Super, Intergalactic Gary. Those are all my personal favorites and Mixmag favorites.
Wow.
Hooney behind the decks. He's probably in my top five of DJs.
A DJ's
right
DJ?
Now. He's definitely a DJ's DJ. I mean, you try to ID tracks during his sets and it's like impossible.
The Shazam is not helpful. London.
London.
There's just so much stuff going on in London. It is crazy.
Are we going to talk about XOYO again this week?
We are. But, you know, Black Panada's residency is over.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that for what felt like 2 months straight.
But now we got a new one. A new residency started up, right?
There is. There's some cool stuff going on at XOYO. Let's see. Things start off on Thursday with Benga and Modestep. And Hacha and Friends. That's a fun little night at
Hacha is one of like the dubstep originators. He's been in the scene forever.
Benga
is back at it after a bit of a hiatus. He's back on the grind, which is, it's great to see him back. He's gonna crush it. You know, he always crushes it.
Totes. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said totes.
Yeah, don't say totes ever again, Val, please.
Don't say totes. There's also this awesome festival. I feel like there's a festival happening every second in London, but Far Festival with two R's.
Oh, yes.
Far Festival is happening this week. On the lineup, we've got Todd Tierger, Book of Shade, Floating Points, Manila Tough, Avalon Emerson. Wow, so good.
Avalon Emerson is another one who's really hot right now. She's
that's a personal Harrison fave, I know for sure, but she's super good.
Yes, for sure.
And then also on Thursday, the Gaslamp Killer is playing at Rich Mix.
The Gaslamp Killer, LA homie, low-end theory homie, so it's nice to have him out in London. He gets a big draw wherever he's at, no doubt.
And then on Friday, over at Oval Space, the guys Bicep, woohoo, and Gerd Jansen, Fort Romeo.
Yes.
That's a good show. Oval Space Music and After Dark.
Gerd Jansen is great. We have Gerd's track in this episode, Surrender. It's going to be the track of the year. Mark my words, this track is huge. But also Bicep with their album coming out. They're building up momentum to that album drops in September. So this is definitely going to be a really big event.
And then also Kay Tronada is playing on Friday in London. What?
Nice. Former cover star. Nice.
Yeah. I love Kay Tra. He's playing at Village Underground. Super good show. It's a DJ
set. Heard good
set,
things about that venue.
Fabric has Love Box After Dark. Super good lineup. Seth Troxler, Kink, Terry Francis. It's going to be a good one. And then over at Egg London, we've got Dorley and Lauren Lane, Jesse Perez. And at XOYO, Errol Alkin, B2B, Rory Phillips. There's just so much good stuff happening. It is crazy.
London is a clubbing capital. Yeah. So is New York. So is Berlin. I don't know about LA, though.
We're trying. We've got good festivals, okay?
I just knock you for LA all the time. Yeah, LA is killing it.
Well, we know. But we've got good talent, though. There's always consistent talent happening. Oh, and then also, I should mention that Love Box Festival is also happening in London this weekend, obviously. I mentioned that Love Box After Hours with Seth Troxler. So, of course, Love Box, the actual lineup for the festival, they've got Frank Ocean and Solange, but they've also got Ricardo Villalobos and Mike Servito. So, really, all across the board, it's more of like a, you know, cross-genre festy. But that was only Friday. Yo, I'm still on the weekend report, which is crazy.
There's more going on?
There's more. So, on Saturday, another Love Box After Dark event is happening at Fabric, this time with Craig Richards and Harrison's best friend, Ricardo Villalobos.
Yeah, right.
Nicholas Lutz and more.
That night at Fabric is unreal.
Yeah.
Craig Richards and Villalobos, that's going to be packed.
Yeah,
be ready
pretty
for
wild.
A sweat box.
And then also at Oval Space, Harrison's other best friend, Mike Servito. Late night,
ooh,
tough guy, horsemeat disco. So cool.
Oh my God, decisions. Such how do you even show. Choose what you want to do in London? I don't even know.
You got to go to all of them. And then also at The Nest, our guy that we just had on for an interview, Jonas Rassman, is bringing his Elements Day and Night series. He's playing with Butch and Axelis, so that'll be really fun.
Butch is a fun DJ.
Okay, and then because there's just too much going on, we have to wrap it up. So Sunday, you should go to Village Underground because Bonobo is playing. and he's bringing some friends.
Always want to catch Bonobo if you can.
You always want to catch Bonobo. He's so good. Yeah, he's so fun. You know, have a great weekend out in Clubland, as we always say. Be safe.
Stay safe.
Let us know what you did. Holler at us on social media. Again, we're at Mixmag. Use the hashtag on rotation. Leave us a review. Tell us if you're enjoying us, if you want us to play a different game. We're always open to ideas. Be sure to join us again next week. We have an awesome interview lined up with Nick Fanciulli. Here's a little preview.
And nowadays, what I try and explain to kids, even adults, that I feel that DJs see the DJs now and they want to be DJs more than they really want to do it, if that makes sense. It's like they want the end goal more than what they want to do. You know, they just want that.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of On Rotation. That's Harrison over there in Brooklyn.
And Valerie's over there in LA.
And we'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Mixmag On Rotation. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back soon with more buzz from the world of dance music. Stay locked. This podcast was produced by Full English Post.
Clippy, clippy, clip.